Thank you. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, may I please have the zip code?
56147.
56147?
Yep.
Okay, may I please have the first and last name? And I am the floor supervisor.
Shanda Roskamp, Roskamp.
It says Shanda.
Shanda, Shanda.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
1922 191st Street, Kenneth, Minnesota, 56147.
Thanks for the information. As I take a look into the account, I see that you have the bike sub for the Dyson vacuum, and your account has been canceled.
Why then on 422 do I have a charge on my credit card for $59.89? I called last month when my first charge from this number showed up. They said that they couldn't cancel everything but $5, and they assured me that my name was off anything that was tied to a monthly charge. And this month on 422, my credit card is being charged $59.89.
Yes. As I look into your account, you never placed this order, because I see the call was transferred over. You stated
I have not placed an order. I have not received anything.
It's nothing that you're supposed to be receiving. It's a meal plan that was you enter.
Well, I certainly do not want it.
Okay, so it was for the Dyson
vacuum.
Nor
have ever wanted it.
You never placed the order for any Dyson vacuum cleaner or anything?
No. We went through this all last month.
Okay. And it was for April. Because according to your notes,
yeah,
I'm used to, because you called in according to your notes on April, and we refunded the $54.89.
Yep, and I see that on this month's credit card. So you refunded it, but now you're charging me again.
Okay, yeah, we're not charging you because you were refunded.
The $54.89 credit on my account is for the charge on my credit card last month. And now on 422, I have another charge.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It's not coming from our account. So I see that you did spoken to someone. They took care of your account. It's not coming from our account at all.
This is the number attached to the charge of $59.89.
Yes, yes, we're not, okay, yeah, we're not charging you for this month. What I advise you to do, because I'm looking at your account now, is contact your banking.
No, last month you guys told me you were taking care of it. And this number is associated with the charge. So this is the number that is charging my credit card. My bank cannot do anything about issuing me a credit and stopping the charge.
That was the last time we charged you, ma'am.
So who charged me on 422 associated with this phone number?
We issue a refund.
That was for last month's charge.
No, you were charged in March.
Should not have been charged, period.
Ma'am.
You show me proof of anything that I would have signed or confirmed wanting this, whatever it is that I'm being charged for.
Ma'am, when you called in, one moment. Okay, because they still spoken to someone. You spoke to someone on April.
Yes. and they assured me all charges other than $5 I had to pay, which I said, okay, just to be done with this issue, I'll pay the $5. And then everything else, they said, you're stopped from any future payments. You didn't sign. We have no proof that you signed up or confirmed anything. We'll just take it off and we'll be done. And I said, for $5 to be done with this hassle, I will pay it. And now it's starting all over again. And I'm not paying another $5, let alone $59.
Okay. Well,
how hard is it just to take my name off whatever you have my name on?
Okay. If you never placed this order, I mean, I don't know why they didn't send you. Well, if you never placed this order, anyone in your household never signed up for a sweet state service for the bike sub for the Dyson vacuum?
No. And we haven't received any Dyson vacuum.
Yes, it was a sweet state service that you're supposed to pay attention to the beginning of the month. But what we'll do is we will
cancel me, please.
Yes, ma'am. We will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on this for the account for them to verify the owner of the device that we use when the order is placed online, and your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place. And I'm going to go ahead and issue those refund for March and February.
Okay. And you're assuring me that next month I will not have another charge. I will just show the credit.
Yes, ma'am. Stay on the line. Almost done.
Just let her sit on your lap and see if she'll eat some cereal. Because she only had grapes.
All right, so I went in and took care of everything.
Can I have your name so this happens next month and I can just ask for you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Brianna, and your cancellation confirmation number is C as in Charlie 920-885-43.
Okay. And then I will be credited and no longer billed.
Correct.
All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.